this is shocking news in some ways, big news indeed, Richard and Enya. Ecuador drops 20 tons of poison on the Galapagos Islands to wipe out rats and save unique native species that inspired Darwin. The headline in the Mail.
Indeed, isn't that something? The old sailing ships had black rats, ship rats on them, which came ashore long ago in the 1830s. Darwin visited these islands, or some of them, a few of them.
The rats were there before then.
Well, the rats were there before then because there had been ships calling that were pirates. It was a pirate source. The original discoverer was the Archbishop of Panama, whose ship was blown off course and landed there. So all of these ships would have brought in some rats, and the rats mushroom, and of course rats are ferocious things, so they have to eliminate them. So this is what this project is all about. There are interesting aspects of it, though. There is a rat on the Galapagos. I was on the Galapagos, but I didn't see this particular rat that I wanted to see, and it is known as the rice rat, and it is an endemic species of rat. That's
so it's only found in the Galapagos and nowhere else.
Well, that's not quite true. The rice rat's complicated. It's found in South America, but there is a race of it on the Galapagos, but there was another race that Darwin looked at, which has since become extinct, of the rice rat.
But surely even being an endemic species doesn't make it a good rat. And the problem with the rats is that they're eating the eggs and the young of the species that are more interesting and exciting and definitely only occur on the Galapagos.
Well, yes, I suppose. But this rat is on the Galapagos. He is, shall we say, it's like saying, we can wipe out our red squirrels because there's lots of them in Scotland, sort of thing, you know. It's not that sort of equation. I don't know that the rice rat, from what I remember of it, was it used to go into tents and things and eat people's lunches and stuff of that kind.
Well, anyway,
I didn't actually see them.
You're getting distracted because the reason why they're putting the poison down is to get rid of the rats.
The black rat. Although the reports seem to say black and brown rats, I think there's only the brown rat there. The black rat, the rattus rattus.
The one that brought
the norvegicus, our commoner garden rat, is there as well. They could be. I didn't think they were, but anyway.
I was interested when you were talking there to Richard. You know, he's not a good rat. Is there such a thing as a good rat?
Well, I mean, rats are associated with people, and people with their dirty habits and having, you know, grain and food around them, the rats come along to feed on those. I mean, rats are part of the food chain, and I mean, we were talking, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago about barn owls, and part of the diet of the barn owls are rats and mice, and if there's a shortage of rats and mice, then you're not going to have any barn owls. So in that sense, they are part of the food chain and they support higher up. But when they're out of control, when there's nothing to feed on them much, and they're feeding on the eggs of giant tortoises and lava lizards and iguanas and things that are only found on the Galapagos Islands, and there isn't enough predation on the rats themselves, the rats then are going to overwhelm the native species, and so it's out of sync, as it were. But I don't know if dropping 22 tonnes of poison bait willy-nilly all over the islands is a good ecological strategy.
Hold on. If there's all kinds of questions being raised. You asked there's such a thing as a good rat. Marty and Anna, you two would not be here but for the brown rat. You'd be dead long. Well, you wouldn't have arisen in the first place, because back into...
I'm shocked now. I have to sit down again.
In the 18th century, we had a thing called the black rat, Rattus rassus. He came from the east, and he had a flea on him, and that flea carried the bubonic plague, and there were outbreaks of plague, the famous 1347 one wiped out a third of Europe kind of thing, and these plagues used to occur here, and they still do occur in the world. But then the brown rat came in the 18th century, and he ousted the black rat in a matter of a few decades. Oliver Goldsmith was born when the rats were all black, and the brown rat arrived, and when he got to be mature, he declared in his Natural History of Ireland that he had never seen a brown rat. That is how quickly the black rat.
Yeah,
that is how quickly the brown rat took over. So that's the first thing to put. The rat is an unpleasant beast because he's got a naked tail and people hate him and he carries diseases. Yes, but however, we do owe him that little bit of we haven't had an outbreak of plague since the brown rat arrived.
But then surely the answer would be if they're only black rats and not brown rats. Surely they should introduce the brown rat and that would see off the black rat.
Yes, you would see off a lot of other things. Now, what are they going to do? They're not doing this. to, there's 13 large islands on the Galapagos. They are not targeting yet the large islands. They're targeting a little island called Pinzon, which I wasn't on. But this is quite a small island in between Santa Cruz and Isabel Island. They're big, these two big islands, but this little island is in the middle, and then another one called Plaza Sur, which is a small island as well. So they're going to do this in these two places. They have removed, are removing the hawks, the Galapagos hawk. Mm. They're going to catch or have caught something like 30 hawks, and they're going to take them out of there. And also the lizards. There are famous iguanas there and lizards and things, and these have to be moved. Then they will douse it with these cubes from a helicopter of poison, which is an anticoagulant, a kind of warfariny thing, I think, and kill all the rats. And then when the coast is clear, they're going to bring back the hawks and
so they're taking
and
them off in case they will eat the dead bodies of the rats.
That
and
is
get the
theory.
Poison
yeah.
themselves.
And
the
presumably,
point, yes.
when that's done, then is they'll move on to the larger, more some of the inhabitants. There are three islands with inhabitants on them, if I remember. They will then move to those and start the process of doing it. That is the theory. It's not the first time. When I was there, that was 2001, because I remember the awful thing in New York happened. The crash, the planes being crashed into the Twin Towers. That happened at the time I was in the Galapagos. Now, so I remember the date, but at that time they were shooting goats. The Ecuadorian army used to come. Target practice was to remove the goats. And
they were also an introduced species
yes,
causing havoc.
And I believe they successfully eradicated the goats on several of the islands through target practice for the military. So this is a very complicated, a rather violent story for such a peaceful place as the Galapagos.
I mean, given that everything is an introduced species there in the first place, I suppose it's whoever got there first.
Well,
got
they introduced themselves.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
that's fair enough. Isn't
they
yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, just in case you've joined us, Ecuador is dropping 20 tons of poison on the Galapagos Islands to wipe out the rats, but they are taking due care, as we've mentioned, as Richard,
of the bigger species.
Of the bigger species. Yeah. But we will keep an eye on it as that story unfolds and develops.